Look, the next talk is me. I have one question for y'all. How many consultants do we have here? Can you raise your hand if you're a consultant? Okay. Here's a gist. My name is Marlene Jones. I'm a research entomologist at the Delta Research Center in the Boot Hill of Missouri. And what my lab does is we screen for resistance to various insects. And in this case, we're looking at a tarnished plant bug. Now, when I say screen for resistance, it's actually three steps. The first step is looking at the susceptibility or tolerance of these insects to various chemicals. That's the first step. The second step, when you find tolerance, you look at the biochemical mechanisms or differences in enzymes for detoxification of the insects. The third step is looking at the changes in the genetics. So when people say resistance or tolerance, they're not really the same thing. The easiest way of explaining it is if I want to write a grant and get lots of money, I use the word resistance. And if I want to publish a paper, I use the word tolerance so that no one gets me and says I used the wrong terminology. But in this case, we're screening for different insecticides and using the word tolerance. Tarnished plant bug, as you know, is a key pest of cotton in the Mid-South. And for Missouri, there's an average of 6 to 7 sprays per year. And last year, we had a grower consultant that sprayed 12 times for this particular insect. And we use a lot of tank mixes as well. Now, the damage, as you know, cotton is highly susceptible in the first 3 to 4 weeks of square formation, and it causes damage to the pinhair squares. Now, what I want to call your attention to here, let me see if I can find the mouse here. Here we go. Now, Missouri for 2013 had a damage percentage of 4%. I can tell you that in 2014, our damage was 22% for Lagus. So we've really increased. Now, the insecticides that I'm looking at for the baseline susceptibility is the Boot Hill consultants and growers still use a lot of OPs and pyrethroids. So I always start when I'm screening for these insecticides using the old school insecticides, and then I also look for the newer chemistries as well. And then I'm looking to develop the three diagnostic doses. Now, the reason why for the three diagnostic doses is because there could be a lot of variation in the populations from place to place. So I'm actually trying to determine which is the best diagnostic dose to use for this particular insect. And how I conduct these bioassays is there's a stock solution that's prepared with, and we use a series of dilutions from that, and I spray the inside of a petri dish using a crown spray tool. Now, this is like the most awesome thing to get an even distribution, like an aerosol with the pesticide, so that's what I use. And then I use, I dip a green bean in the solution because I want the insect to be fed during the 48 hours that the bioassay is conducted. And I place 5 insects per petri dish. And after 48 hours, I then view to see how many insects have died. And there's a minimum of 4 replicates. And I also do the probe and analysis. Now, a lot of the tank mixes that our consultants use in the Boot Hill are with bifenthrin and acephate. So, and as you can see, these two have the lowest numbers, which means they're has the highest efficacy for control. And then these are with the newest chemistries, looked at sulfoxaflor and 2 commercially available premixes. And for the diagnostic doses, these are the particular doses that we came up with. And then the first step that you do is you test it on a lab susceptible colony. And we were able to get pretty good comparison with what the percent mortality should be. For example, for the 50, we got a 54% mortality. A 75, we got a 75. So we can say pretty much we're around the ballpark for the correct diagnostic doses to use. And then, so for our 2015 objectives, we're going to be collecting populations of the Torrance plant bug from the southeast Missouri and Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Now, when I'm going to be screening these diagnostic doses in field populations, I'm looking for consultants that in 2014 and 2015 are having difficulty controlling their plant bugs. I want there to be an area that I can find resistance to screen for this, because if I go and screen a whole bunch of areas where they're not having problems, good chances that there's no resistant or tolerant populations in that area. I'm also looking for testing mixtures of chemicals because, like I said, a lot of the consultants and growers do tank mixes. Well, I have a particular program called Polo Mix that is able to decipher whether or not there's antagonism or synergism. And the reason why I want to test for this is because some people put two chemicals together and then they don't work. And they go and say that their populations in the field are resistant to these chemicals. Well, it may be because when you put these two particular modes of action together, they could be working against one another and actually causing antagonism. And then you keep using more and more of these chemicals, and it's not working. So the gist is I want to go and compare and contrast different chemicals and as tank mixes and see if there is indeed synergism occurring. And I'm also looking at different insect growth regulators. And now there's a reason why I have a superhero entomology crew. For these pictures were taken during Halloween this year, and they had dressed up, and they were supposed to get awards for being dressed up. So my crew took it to the next level, and they were actually out in the field doing their data assessments in their superhero costumes. There's Batman, there's Jessica, and Summer was Spidey. Now, the only down part of having my crew dress up and go out and do field work, I found this the hard way, is that as soon as they reached the farm crew was shouting, "The strippers are here!" You know, so that was kind of embarrassing for them. But anyway, if you have any questions, I have my email here, and I have a blog and a Twitter account. So, are there any questions? I probably went quick. Yeah, I went quick. Well, when I'm testing the populations, I test not only the tolerant ones, but I also test, because when I'm in a lab, I'm developing these susceptible doses, I also test populations in the field that may be susceptible to see if that the colony is right, because it could be different from the lab population, which has been in the lab for long. So yeah, I'm going to be testing susceptible populations in the field. Yeah. So. Well, I have no problem sending these containers overnight, because I don't want them to have too long of a time for the residual. But if you think that there's other places I should be testing besides these few states, yeah, I can send them. Yeah. Okay, we're good? Okay.